So we're talking about 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 3, if you want to follow along. And last week we started by talking about how character is the core of a leader. And that pops right out of 1 Timothy chapter 3. And we made it through the first three verses. Actually, not quite through the third verse, because Jessica was giving me a bad time this week saying I didn't finish verse 3. So we're gonna pick up with that shortly. But let me remind us of what we covered last week. If you want to read with me, 1 Timothy chapter 3, first three verses or so. Paul writes, he says, "This saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome." And that's as far as we got last week. Now, remember, we're looking at this passage, and we're talking about elders for a second, but really we're talking about every single one of us. This is a call to every believer, because every believer has an influential role, a leadership role in someone else's life. So don't think that you get a pass today. This is for you. This is for me. This is for all of us. And last week we talked about it, and we said there's a few truths that kind of leap off the page to begin. And the first one is that it is a good thing to desire to lead. The passage actually says that if anyone aspires or desires this role, this leadership role,